The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 17th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Folks in Iowa have a chance to cast their first unofficial ballot for president at this year's state fair as it draws to a close on Sunday.
The Iowa State Fair has long been known for agriculture, celebrity likenesses carved in butter, and as hosts of the first in the nation presidential caucuses, grassroots political campaigning. This year's no exception. Republican presidential hopefuls have descended on the fair ahead of the first national GOP debate. Iowa's Secretary of State Paul Pate says while the politicians' state fair soapbox speeches tend to cater to the Hawkeye State's rural roots, Iowans' voices play a key role in the nominating process nationwide.
We've got a significant responsibility of helping with this job interview for candidates running for president, and we need to take that role seriously, and we need to make sure we're asking the tough questions of candidates, giving the rest of the country a chance to see and hear how they answer it.
Despite some disruption in the schedule, the Republican presidential caucus in Iowa is still scheduled to be the nation's first on January 15th. While Democrats are still finalizing their date. I'm Mark Moran.
Next up, a federal appeals court said Wednesday it would restrict access to a widely used abortion medication after finding that the federal government did not follow proper procedures when it loosened regulations in 2016 to make the pill more easily available. That from the Washington Post. Food and Drug Administration decisions to allow the drug to be taken later in pregnancy, be mailed directly to patients, and be prescribed by a medical professional other than a doctor were not lawful. That according to a three-judge panel in the conservative U.S. Fifth Circuit. Green jobs in the Golden State projected to increase by more than 7% over the next 5 years. That's according to a new report from Working Nation.
Last year, California had more than 210,000 workers in the green economy with more than 53,000 openings. J.B. Tenko with the Blue Green Alliance says almost every sector of the economy has a role to play in our climate goals.
California, from the size of its economy, the size of its energy need, the energy diversity, the complexity is definitely daunting.
California is spending billions to expand solar and wind power, build the EV charging network, promote energy efficiency, and make our homes, cities, roads, and environment more resilient to the effects of climate change. I'm Suzanne Potter.
California also offers technical assistance programs to help farmers and growers make their operations more sustainable. This is Public News Service. We are in the month of August. It is National Civility Month, and finding common ground in politics without name-calling might seem to some like an insurmountable task.
David Wiltsey, a political scientist at South Dakota State University, says researchers have noticed a rise in negative partisanship. Influenced by what they see on social media, he says people's enthusiasm for their own party is outweighed by a desire to demonize those aligned with the other major political party.
So what's driving your partisanship is more of a sense of how different and how corrupt or evil your opposition is.
Wiltsey says politicians pick up on these cues, leading to extreme rhetoric on the campaign trail, especially for primary elections. But he says it's up to the political elite to put a stop to it. Just like voters becoming more isolated from people with different viewpoints, he says members of Congress don't spend as much time around each other working on solutions as much as they used to. I'm Mike Moen.
Since the pandemic, back-to-school season brings up a lot of emotions for parents and kids. It can be even harder for those affected by a school shooting.
During COVID, most kids spent a year at home attending school remotely, which created significant stress depending on the child's circumstances. Catherine Ortega-Courtney is with the Anna H. 8 Institute at New Mexico State University. She says teachers who avail themselves of trauma training can make a big difference because they consider how stress, fear, and insecurity impact learning and behavior, and then interact with students accordingly.
I've heard from a lot of teachers that kids are acting out more in the older grades, and then in the younger grades that they don't know how to socialize. And so I don't think we can fully understand the impacts that this has had on our kids yet.
I'm Roz Brown.
Marginalized populations such as LGBTQ folks, people of color, and people with low incomes are disproportionately affected by trauma. Finally, Terry D. lets us know it's been a month since Indiana announced that food banks across the state will share $2 million.
Roughly 1 in 7 Indiana families has difficulty putting enough nutritious food on the table. The Indiana legislature doubled the amount of aid for food banks in the state budget compared to last year. The Food Bank of Northern Indiana, celebrating its 30th year anniversary, is receiving $233,000. As the school year starts, the organization is gearing up for its Food for Kids backpack program, says Executive Director Mary Jo Martinek.
So with our backpack program, the backpacks are distributed on Fridays, and that's an incentive for a child to go to school because then they have that food on the weekend.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Here's an interesting radio station's your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.